Okay, now we're moving on to part C, and what we're going to do is, what we usually do is we look at the high-yield bond funds in terms of the Fidelity Capital and Income, FAGIX, versus government bonds in the terms of the VUSTX, the Vanguard Fund. But in this case, we're just doing money flow T's, so as proxies, what we do is we have the JNK, which is the symbol for a junk bond fund or a high-yield bond fund, which closely approximates FAGIX. And then the second chart that we have is the TLT, which is the money flow index for Barclays 20-year treasury bond fund, which closely parallels the USTX. So you just have to, you know, best bond strategy, which one is the best one. Right now, there isn't any best one of them, because in the case of the JNK, the rules for money flow T's is you take the spike down low. It appears to be the spike down. It's an experimental technique, but that spike down in the flash crash low of early May is the starting point. Then you know, it had a rally, then it came back, and then as the market was coming down, and it has a higher low. And then it gradually got going, and it reached a peak momentum in the MFI down at the bottom of the chart with that little green as it went above 80. And that becomes the center post of the T. And you measure the time between the flash crash in early May to the money flow peak. And then you go an equal time out in the future, and you get an estimate as to where the top is going to be. And it was a little bit early, but that's fine. That's fine. On the way down, you see you have the selling wave that's starting to bounce around, like the because the stock market is trying to do a little bit of bounce around. But these nice thing about these high yield bond funds is that they don't play the phony rally game very much. So you can see that it's persistently weak. And this I think there was a comment to the fact there's a lot of money flowing out of that particular sector. And you know, maybe that's true. In any case, if you ask where it's going to go, they act a lot like common stocks, so they'd be going down to the middle of December, plus or minus a couple days, and that's where you expect it to make a low, and because you're looking for a market advance, that will come out of that. And yeah, when we do that, we end up starting a new money flow T. I don't think there's any evidence here that we know how to do an inverted T, which is the projection of how long do you think it's going to go down. So, you know, at least not with this data here. But I would suspect that it's going to have to drop down to around the 38.5 level, which is a scale on the right there. It's going to have to make some kind of a nasty little decline and get oversold. And we'll wait and see how that goes. Because the forecast is that the market would then subsequently have a rally, these would also be expected to have a rally, and we'll deal with that in a couple of weeks. Now we go on to the second chart, which is the TLT chart, which is the same money flow index. What's different here is that it's possible to attempt to draw in a inverted T, which is the blue T. Of course, we go back to the upside T. What we determined there is that you have the early May peak for the momentum, and apparently the rules are that you go back and can pick up the earliest top, and that lets the time span of the left side of the T, and all T's are time symmetrical, and the right side is the right side time is the same as the left side time, so you get a projected top date. When you go into the inverted T, instead of looking for a price low, you look for a price high. So the left end of the blue T is at the price peak, and you are you're looking for a low in the money flow indicator, which is it. Now, according to what Barker says, is that you're not looking for a divergence to show that you're getting a big rally. Well, there is no divergence. So it's just bouncing along the bottom zone, which is a sign of weakness. Okay, but I just went ahead and drew the T in, okay, and so that I say that the right end is a bond price peak. And so if you own bonds, that's the place you try to sell it. Well, if you look at the time span on it, where it's likely to be, it's going to be the mid-December low for the projected for the stock market. So what you got coming up here is a story where when you get the selling climax, going back to the forecast for the stock market, where you are going to a selling climax, there's going to be an interest, and money is going to say, well, I think we'll go over to the Treasury bonds because they're safe things, and then we're going to get a rally up, and that rally would tend to peak at the same time that the stock market is selling off into a climax, because that's the way it is. Interesting thing is, why is the gold going down to make a low? Why would the gold maybe going down to make a low at the same time? And that's because there's this inversion that the money is going to go into the dollar, and the dollar is going to go up, so the gold price in terms of dollars is going to go down. This is where you should start finding out how screwy the market is. A lot of stuff doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in the fundamental ways, but it makes sense in inversions. And it kind of makes sense in terms of inversion. So we'll see how this goes. But the problem you're going to have here is that if you bonds do rally into the selling climax peak, and then the market reverses and goes up into the spring time, it goes up for 4 weeks anyway, and then maybe it muddles around and it keeps going up or something like that for a longer period of time, these things are going to continue to go down. The TLT is going to be continually weak. So by the time we get to the mid-December low, I'm not interested in if the market recovers and so forth, and the JNK goes up. I don't want to answer any questions about how come the Treasury bonds funds are going down. Is that they go inversely with the market? JNK goes up when the market goes up, and it goes down when the market goes down. The long-term Treasury bonds, most any kind of a Treasury bond, intermediate, so they don't do very well when the market's going up, because the people think they're a bunch of losers and they want to get onto the common stocks. Now, if you go out further on into the 2-year cycle, or the 4-year cycle, where you've gone up for 2 years, and then you get into the top period, then things start to change, and that's the period where the Treasury bonds, they start seeing more problems, and then it becomes climactic as you go into the 4-year cycle low, going out into late 2012, early 13. Then they come into their being, okay? But you have to go with the flow of the money back and forth. Otherwise, you can't stick with the Treasury bonds all the time, and then wonder why they go up and down, or what high yield bonds, why do they go up and down? There's a certain sense of the ball is being knocked back and forth like in a tennis match, where one gets the upper hand, and that's because junk bonds act like high yield common stocks that are a little bit risky, and nobody's interested in Treasury bonds unless they think they're going into a disaster stage. And if there's hope springs eternal, junk will do fine, and then the Treasury bonds will suffer. Eventually, what we're going to end up doing is wanting to find out, 3, 4, 5 months from now, is where is the low in the Treasury bonds? Because at that point, when the 4-year cycle rolls over, you've either got short sales, which are inverted funds, funds on conventional things that are inverted, so they go in the opposite direction, or you're going to have to use Treasury bonds. And that's life, that's the way it's got to go. Okay, so I just point that out, that's the best bond strategy is right now. There is no good fund, and when you get the selling climax, it's a shift from you'll get a relief in the treasuries, and you'll get an opportunity to buy the junk bonds which will go back. They'll go into new highs. They should go into new highs. So it doesn't matter if they come down. If the JNK comes down to 38.5, and you buy it, it should be able to get back to 41-ish, or maybe 42 or something like that. So that's what your profit potential on that is. Okay, so that's it for the third part, and I'll be back shortly with 4.